The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Well, I'm joined this morning by a couple of people I really want you to meet. My first guest is Ilana. Would you like to introduce yourself formally so we get all the pronunciations right?
Of course, Ryan. My name is Ilana Knif Boyescu. My family and friends calls me Lenuza. I live in a small parish in County Galway called Clamadaly. Mm-hmm. And there I'm married to Paul Knif, and together we have five amazing children.
That's a perfect, clear introduction. And that brings us neatly to where we are in Ireland. But we do need to go back in time a little bit. And this is to Romania. And you would have been about 13 years old. You went to stay with relatives for the summer and you came home to learn that six of your younger siblings had been given up for adoption. That must have been a very peculiar homecoming for you, to say the least.
Yes, at the age of 13 and summer 1990, I spent it with some of the relatives on my dad's side. This was in a beautiful city close to Brasov called Câmpina. During that summer, I was away from my siblings, my parents, and mm-hmm. I had a great time. Mm-hmm. But on the day of going back, which was a day before school next day, when I arrived there, I was shocked to learn that six of my siblings were not there anymore. All six were adopted internationally. It was the hardest thing I actually experienced. I remember walking in and family were gathered together and talking to each other. And it was a very, very painful scenario. Very, very hard to take in what I just discovered, that they're all gone.
Can you put it into some context as to how or why your parents found themselves in a situation that they had to do that?
Well, Romania was struggling a lot during the communism regime. Times were very, very difficult for everybody there. And before the revolution in 1999, when the husband and wife, the president, Nicolae Ceaușescu and Elena Ceaușescu, were shot on Christmas Day by the leaders, everybody was struggling. Everything was rational. I mean, for a family like ourselves with, well, I'm the oldest of 10, we had to be registered with the local shop, and depending on how many members in the family there were, that's how much oil or sugar or all these things you'll get. You know, money was not something that can get you anything, really, back in the days. And with the little money that was coming in from the jobs that my parents will do, we will travel to Bucharest and we will queue for the entire day several times at bakeries to buy bread. So we had to kind of fill up a few bags of bread to bring home on the train. The communism regime, it was very, very difficult and very hard on everybody. And when the president was shot, a lot of media, a lot of journalists and reporters came to Romania to report on this. But what they actually discovered were the orphanages and the conditions that the children were living. There were children in one room, about 20, sometimes 30, about 5, 6, 7 children in one bed. No toys, no love, no, absolutely nothing. So that's when reporters has shown to the world the discoveries in the Romanian orphanages. A lot of people decided to come to Romania and rescue as many of these children as possible.
So how do we get to Ireland at the age of 18?
Well, a few weeks after I discovered that my siblings were adopted to Ireland, I got my auntie to come back to our home place and get my transfer to the school. And they also went to the local city hall where they inquired about the families that have adopted my siblings. And there my auntie was given an address from Ireland, mm-hmm. which I started to write several letters there. And for nearly 2 years, I never received a reply until one day there was a knock at the door and the Irish family from Midlands came to actually meet me and get to know me and spend some time with me.
And what was the connection between this family and your story?
Well, this family has adopted my two younger siblings, 4 weeks old baby and a year and a half year old sister. That evening when they arrived to our home, to my surprise, they also mentioned that before they were to go to Ireland with the two children, another Irish family has just arrived in our place and they were also interested in adopting one or two of my siblings. So, of course, the two Irish families got each other's contacts. And a few weeks later, when they called each other, they realized that between the two Irish families, there are 4 siblings adopted from the same family.
What an extraordinary discovery for you and reunion.
Yes, I could not believe that I did not find just 2 of my adopted siblings.
It's
actually
amazing.
Found 4 at the time. And it was the most incredible thing because I always wanted to find them. I always wanted to know how they are. And I was always waiting for a sign. And I had thought of them every single day. I never knew if I would ever find them.
So that's 4 of the 6. Is that correct to say that you found at this point in the story? The 5th was where?
The 5th adopted a child is a sister. She went to Manchester.
Okay.
I never found her until 2009.
Right.
The way I actually found her was I printed out about 300 of pages with phone numbers of families.
Really?
And I was starting to call every day a couple of these numbers until one person that answered the phone said that she can't hear me very well. She asked me to come back when her nephew was to return in about half an hour. So, of course, I came back half an hour later and the nephew told me that he doesn't know anything about the adoption of my sister. However, he mentioned that he's a journalist, so he told me that if I want, he can put my story into the paper in Manchester. And so hopefully the relatives or my sister will see the article. 2 weeks passed and I was driving one day here in County Galway. And there was this call from what it looked like England. It was actually a young lady trying to tell me that she knows my sister. But I was in complete shock. I could not believe that. She did tell me then that she does know how to contact her. So a few weeks later, I got a call from the UK and that she's willing to meet up should I want to go up and meet her. So, of course, I did that straight away. In a matter of days, I was on the flight to Manchester. And it was an incredible feeling.
Another reunion. So this is 5, right? 5
yes.
down, 1 to go. You're like this kind of like international detective of love and finding your siblings one by one. And that leaves us with number 6, Victor, the brother you hadn't seen for so many years. And this took you down a totally different road altogether.
Indeed, it has. So throughout the years, I always wanted to find him. I felt that I will not be complete if I don't find the last missing piece of the puzzle. So I started looking on Facebook and blogs and started to read about adoptions and how people can find their relatives. And I came across several groups and pages of adopted children from Romania. And to my surprise, their main subject of discussion was how to find their relatives. There was not much information among them or knowledge, so to say, on how to find anybody. So all of a sudden, there was this young gentleman from Romania looking for his adopted brother in Ireland. And every announcement he was putting up was quite wrong in English. You know, he wasn't writing it very correctly in English. So I decided to contact him and just help him out to put his announcement in those groups correctly. He never, after that, stopped contacting me to find his adopted brother in Ireland. And parallel with this, there was another young girl there as well, and I contacted. And she was also looking for her biological family. So that evening, I wrote a few messages to a few Facebook profiles from this place that has the same name as her biological last name. And to my shock, to my surprise, the next day I received an answer from somebody that turned out to be actually her relatives. So to me, that was a complete shock.
So this was in the course of you, Ilana, searching for Victor. But yes, along the way, not being able to help yourself, sorting out other people's problems by saying, OK, well, your English is desperate, so I'm going to help you because I can speak quite well. And as for you, I'm going to help you do because I think I know. I mean, this is great detective work. What about Victor?
Well, I was starting to connect with many adopted children from Romania, and I was asking everybody around for him until I decided to put together a community Facebook page and attract on it all these adopted children from Romania to talk about themselves, their lives, and to hopefully try to help them with their family searches. For the next 13 months, I started to help many, many people. And in the space of 13 months, I reunited nearly 70 families. And still at that stage, not a sign of Victor. Until one evening, there was a Facebook page called Adopted from Romania. And the young lady that was running this, she was telling me how so many people adopted from Romania are asking for help. And to my surprise, she decided to make me an admin to her community Facebook page. And that night, I remember trying to put the children to bed a bit earlier. And I was so excited about accessing the inbox of this page. Mm-hmm. And all I could think was, please be there, please be there. By 2 o'clock in the morning, I put down the phone. He wasn't there. But then it hit me that I did not check the other Facebook profiles that are not active anymore. Mm-hmm. So I started going through all the messages from there as well. And there it was. His girlfriend, my brother's girlfriend at the time, she wrote to the page and inquired about help to find the biological family of Victor, my brother. I could not believe it. I looked at this and I said, this is not real. It was the most incredible moment. I knew that.
Where was he?
Well, originally he was adopted in the USA, but 5 years later he came to live close to Manchester.
Okay.
So therefore, my brother and sister, they lived 20 years, an hour apart.
No.
Not ever knowing.
Oh, my goodness.
That they were together there.
What a story. Honest to God, you are a determined human being. I mean, I love your doggedness. I've never heard anything quite like it. How many families have you helped to reunite altogether?
To this moment, so my community Facebook page is called The Never Forgotten Romanian Children.
Yes.
And here we have received over 2,500 requests for searching for biological families in Romania.
Yes.
And to date, I have reunited over 1,200 of these adopted children.
And is this something you do as a volunteer purely?
Indeed, I do it voluntary, and I do it in my spare time.
Yes,
have a big family and lots of responsibilities. Because it's impossible for one person to do all this alone, I put together a group of volunteers that are helping me a lot with these searches. Some of them are in Belgium, Norway, Romania, Italy, Germany, Canada, USA. So now we are a group of volunteers.
It's such a beautiful story. And I think so many, it'll resonate with so many people. I remember when I was young, hearing about the Romanian children coming over to Ireland, and now they're all pretty much all adults or young adults like Mihaela Cooper. Good morning, Mihaela. Good morning to you.
Morning, Ryan. Hi.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in West Cork, Skibbereen area.
Lovely, Skibbereen. And you were adopted at what age?
At around two, 2.5.
Along with your biological brother?
Yeah, my brother Stefan. He was a year older than me.
Okay, and what's your connection then with Ilana?
Well, I had been interested in finding my birth family, and through another friend who was adopted, she told me about Ilana, and then after that I contacted her on Facebook and just gave her a little bit of details. I had my birth surname, so with that she was able to kind of ask around and like the city I was from in Romania. And then with that, a couple months of looking and from like asking people around in that city, she found my birth mother. So that was amazing.
And you met your birth mother?
I haven't met her yet, but we've like video chatted with Ileana's help using like her translating.
And you, can I ask you how old you are now?
I'm 22.
And how old were you when you met, albeit virtually, your birth mother?
I think I was about like almost 19, around that time.
So very recently, terms of the last 2 or 3 years. Can you tell me when the computer screen flashed up and you saw your biological mother's face in Romania, what that felt like?
It was honestly amazing. Like, it was just like, I'd always wondered, and just to see her face was kind of like, oh my gosh, that's where I'm from. Like, that's who she is. And what's quite funny is that I spent a lot of time first before I met Ileana just looking through Facebook, looking for my birth surname, seeing if there was anybody who had it. And when Ileana finally found her and showed me her Facebook profile, I was like, oh my gosh, I saw that face a couple months ago and I never knew who she was. So it was amazing. It was just such a, I don't know, like an unreal feeling. That's all I could explain it as, because like it didn't feel real almost, because it was just so big.
Yeah. Yeah, so existential.
Yeah, very.
And do you have any sense of a connection to Romania in your heart or your head or your soul?
Yeah, definitely. I think when we were younger, like knowing that we were adopted our whole lives, like I don't remember ever being told we were adopted. It just was always known. My family here who adopted us, they always made sure that Romania was a big part of our lives, that that's where we were from, and tried to keep us connected as best as possible. They had like brought over Romanian money just so we could see what it was like, just a little bit, just so we knew our past and, you know, just little things that were important to the Romanian culture. And like as growing up and finding our birth family, I think that definitely made it more like a tie to Romania then.
Of course. And I'm thinking about a fellow I interviewed some time ago, Daniel Ryan, who was adopted from Romania, living in Ireland, obviously. And as far as I know, he was helping and you were helping Ileana and the project to put a very important playground into the world. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so Ileana was telling me about this playground that she'd hoped to like create for her own town that she came from. It was a place where like the children didn't have a place that they could call their own, something that could nurture their happiness and things like that. It was really important to have that for them. And the second I heard of it, I was just like, please let me help. This is just so important that it needs to be done. Then with my family's help, that we organized a fundraiser in Skibbereen, in the Eldon Hotel. And it was brilliant. We had raffle and live music, and a good number of people came, and we raised over 1,200. So it was brilliant.
Great. And Ileana, you got in touch with the mayor's office. You said that you'd chosen a site on Google Maps. I mean, there was no end to your organisational, logistical brilliance, and the playground came to pass. And you're also involved in the past in organising shoeboxes for children, I know. And is there something, before we say goodbye, that you would like to say to our listeners or to, broadly speaking, the people that you've been helping down through the years?
Well, I can say that, unfortunately, Romania is still struggling with over 60,000 abandoned children. Everybody is fighting for the adoptions to be reopened, for these children to be given a family, a home. Unfortunately, that is not really happening. Many of them are living in these smaller, better places, I must say, than what it was in the 1990s. But at the end of the day, when they turn 18, they are kicked out. Mm. Practically, they are kicked out and they have to find their way. And it's impossible to start with nobody and with nothing at the age of 18 in a world that you don't know. It's very, very difficult. And indeed, in Romania, there is a governmental organization that helps adopted children from Romania to find their birth families. But unfortunately, they work quite different from the way I work. So indeed, the government are doing a lot, but not enough to help these children. When they come to me and I find their birth families, I usually prepare the adopted person for the reunion with the family. I prepare the biological family for the reunion with the child. And then I will organize a video call and I will be there translating and supporting both parties to communicate and to get to know each other.
Which is, it's such a beautiful story of reunion, reconciliation, and two countries with now a shared history acknowledging who and what we are. So, Alana, I can't thank you enough for your time today. You're a remarkable person. I appreciate you being part of our show today. Similarly, Mihaela Cooper, good luck with your studies. I know you're in UCC there with your applied psychology degree, so I wish you every good luck with your endeavours there.
Thank you.
Not at all. And but like I say, Alana, it's been great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Ryan.
Don't mention it. We wish you every success in what you do, because your story is remarkable. So thanks and congratulations for all you do.
I appreciate
Not at all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you kindly, both of you.
Have a good day.
And the same to you. Thanks to you and your family. Thank you. Our text number this morning, as always, we'll keep this story running because I know a lot of people will find resonance and relevance to their lives with what we were hearing this morning. The text number is 51551.